garlic butter bacon burger, garlic butter bacon burger. Ba-ba-ba-ba, ga-ga-ga-ga.
Buttery, big buttery bites of beef.
The big bald baby begs for bacon, Bubby. Begs for bacon.
You ready, Arnell?
Yeah, I feel warm.
Rolling.
The Junior Garlic Butter Bacon Burger with tots for just $2.99. Hurry in, they're going fast. This is how you Sonic. Tax not included, to menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic drive-ins.
Nice one.
Halloween. It's alive at Party City. Hurry in today and save on your favorite costumes like Descendants, Toy Story, Avengers, Gamers, and thousands more. And now through Monday, take 20% off everything Halloween. Head to PartyCity.com for your money-saving coupon. And don't forget, you can buy online and pick up in-store. We've got the most costumes, the most Halloween. Party City. Oh, it's on. Store participation may vary.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Time to throw the bird seed.
Watch out for the seagulls. Oh, my head!
Are you okay?
United Healthcare helps connect you to care whenever you need it, like video chatting with a doctor right from your phone.
So I don't need stitches?
Nope, just put some antibiotic cream on it.
Great, thank you, doctor.
United Healthcare. Health plan benefits may vary.
This is for Carson.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of your guns and pumps and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born, born to be wild. We can climb.
Wow. Born to be wild.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we welcome you back to Jack the Car Guy here on KTLO. It is 19 before 9. If you'd like to be on the show this morning, the number to call is 425-5522 or toll-free 888-884-0364. And again, our email address is carguy@ktlo.com. Let's go to line 6. Good morning. You're on Jack the Car Guy.
Good morning, Jack. I was listening to you a few minutes ago when you were giving out an estimated time or a departure time or arrival time for the big boy locomotive.
Yes.
Coming up. When did you say he was supposed to be here in North Little Rock?
It's on Tuesday the 15th, and I think, now, I wish somebody knew this exactly, but I think it's going to be in the early afternoon, and it's going to stay there overnight.
Okay, this is George the Train Guy, and I...
Well, lay it on me, George. I'm sure you know.
Well, you zinged me on the on Rolls-Royce cars and aircraft engines, but I'm going to get you on the train schedule here. The big boy is scheduled to arrive in North Little Rock next month. And if you go down there on the 15th, it's not going to be there this month. You can pull up the schedule under UP Steam Schedule off the computer, and I can give you here the correct time on the latest that's been put out by Union Pacific. It's supposed to arrive at the North Little Rock Jenks, North Little Rock locomotive facility on the afternoon of November 13th, and it's going to sit there for 24 hours. It'll be on display on the 14th from 9 to 3 Central Time at 1000 West 4th Street in North Little Rock. It will depart North Little Rock on Friday, November the 15th, and it will go to Van Buren, Arkansas, and lay overnight there in Van Buren. On the 16th, it will leave Van Buren, Arkansas, and then go through Sallisaw, Oklahoma, Gore, Oklahoma, and then, let's see, Gibson, Oklahoma, Wagner, Oklahoma, Claremore, Oklahoma, Nowata, Oklahoma, Coffeyville, Kansas, and layover in Coffeyville, Kansas on the night of the 16th of November.
Well, George,
depart Coffeyville, Kansas on November the 17th and go to Kansas City, Missouri, and it will be on display on November the 18th in Kansas City at Union Station there, 9 to 3. We'll leave Kansas City and go on to Topeka. So anyway, just wanted to straighten that out so people don't get down on Tuesday and be disappointed. So it's next month before the big boy arrives.
I'll tell you somebody that would have been disappointed, it was me. And I appreciate you doing that.
I just wanted to correct it. I'm not taking a dig at you.
Why don't you send me that schedule, would you please?
Do you have a mailing address?
Well, you can just email it or text it or something to the station.
I'll be happy to snail mail it to you. I'm not so good at... you can just pull it off the internet.
Oh, Rick just found it.
UP Steam Schedule.
Okay, well, thank you for that. You saved me some embarrassment and some people some grief.
Okay, can I just add a couple more words, Jack? The Big Boy locomotive is the world's largest steam locomotive and the heaviest. It weighs 1.25 million pounds, fully loaded and under steam, with a fully loaded tender. 1.25 million pounds, or just over 600 tons, and it develops up to 7,000 horsepower, and it can pull a freight train 5 miles long on flat ground. It can start a freight train that's 5 miles long and pull it, and develop 7,000 horsepower. So it's the only big boy that is in operation now. There are 7 others, but they're all static displays. It's scattered around the country.
All right.
Wait, That's it, Jackson.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and I will bring that up again as it gets closer to the real date.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
I appreciate it. Thanks for a plug on the big boy.
You betcha.
Bye bye.
Jack, since you mentioned embarrassment,
You know, I've laid it off a few weeks, but I actually have a chair of the week this week. I have a chair that belonged to Representative Fortner. He ventured out of his territory. He went to the beautiful Friday night block party at Mountain Home. And this was, of course, this was back a few weeks before you started your big diet. And you promptly sat it up there in front of everybody, you know, and then sat down, and the chair collapsed.
It did.
A strain. It blew out a couple of the feet, but just like Ike's blown out knee, I put it through some surgery and inserted a few screws here and there, and the chair is back. So the chair of the week is your recovered little blue chair that will go in the new Mr. Blue 2.
Thank you, Rick. And I have to tell you, this is the whole story. Rick is conscious. He is a good man. He is conscious of the environment. He recycles, and he reclaims all of the aluminum and steel and stuff that I break and would throw in the trash. And he asked if he could have that chair to take it to salvage, and I said, you take it. And he has fixed it and brought it back good as new. You are a fixin' fool.
Better than new. Don't try this at home. I'm a professional. And handcrafted in the Ozarks.
Just all that stuff. Okay. Well, the GM strike is getting serious now.
Yes, the new Corvette.
That's it. It is. The production on the new Corvette is being affected. Now, that's bad.
That's going to get a bunch of old gray-haired guys with chains around their necks all riled up.
Rick, steady. So I just want to let you know, if you've got a new Corvette, it's going to be 3 or 4 weeks late, perhaps more. So I'm optimistic of a resolution, I guess. So anyway, that's how you know it's getting real serious when the Corvettes are slowed down. Oh, finally, Jeep Wrangler said that they're going to have an option for a diesel, diesel in the Wrangler, and it's going to be a 180 cubic inch V6, which is, you know, that's cool. A diesel engine in a slow crawling torque needing vehicle is good, but do you know what that option cost? $6,000, because you have to get the automatic transmission that they're going to force you to mate with it. They won't let you have a stick,
like a 14 speed or something.
A bunch of it is a lot of speed.
Since you mentioned that, I've recently joined a Facebook page called the Overlanders. And there is a giant rendezvous this weekend in Oark, Arkansas, of all these guys with their jacked-up four-wheel drives and tents. A couple of them passed me this week on the way over there. There's 400 registered for the event.
You know,
weekend.
They sent me an invitation to that. Oh, they addressed it to me and Waldo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they wanted to, but I couldn't get over there this weekend. But anyway, if you want to...
They said I could take my dirt bike.
Yes.
They have a whole giant adventure park.
They
tons
do.
Of trail.
They do. Back to that $6,000 option,
yes.
I told Miss Pam that. She said, do you know how many speakers you could put in a Fiat for $6,000? So that puts it in perspective. Matt, let's have our last break here before I get in trouble.
All right. We'll be back with more in just a moment. It is 11 before 9. You're listening to Jack the Car Guy on KTLO.
Want to get your Christmas shopping started early this year? Come to the annual Holiday Extravaganza at the Fairgrounds in Salem today from 9 till 3. You'll find 40 booths filled with crafters and vendors of all sorts. Tupperware, Mary Kay, Ruby Ribbon, Paparazzi, Magnetic Jewelry, 31, Pure Romance, Color Street, and many more. With free admission for all, you're sure to find something for everyone on your list at this year's Holiday Extravaganza. Going on today from 9 till 3 at the Fairgrounds in Salem.
The annual election period for Medicare starts October 15th. Hello, this is Tommy Knight. Call me to schedule a time to shop and compare plans. Choose from Medicare Supplement, Medicare Advantage, and prescription drug plans. I'll give you the one-on-one personal attention you deserve, answer any questions you may have, and no crowded rooms. Call me, Tommy Knight, at Affordable Insurance, 870-425-6079, and let's arrange a time to meet. NPN 9694304.
Halloween. It's alive at Party City. Hurry in today and save on your favorite costumes like Descendants, Toy Story, Avengers, Gamers, and thousands more. And now through Monday, take 20% off everything Halloween. Head to PartyCity.com for your money-saving coupon. And don't forget, you can buy online and pick up in store. We've got the most costumes, the most Halloween. Party City. Oh, It's on. Store participation may vary.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Time to throw the bird seed.
Watch out for the seagulls. Oh, my head!
Are you okay?
United Healthcare helps connect you to care whenever you need it, like video chatting with a doctor right from your phone.
So I don't need stitches?
Nope. Just put some antibiotic cream on it.
Great. Thank you, doctor.
United Healthcare. Health plan benefits may vary.
Well, if you're one of the millions who own one of them gas-drinking, piston-clanking, air-polluting, smoke-belching four-wheel buggies from Detroit City, then pay attention. I'm about to sing your song, son. Well, I'm not a man to point a judge, bear a will and to hold a grudge, but I think it's time I said me a few choice words. That's something else. Well, you can get stereo tape and a color TV, get a backseat bar and reclining seats, and just pay once a month like you do your rent. Well, I figured it up, and over a period of time, this $4,000 car of mine cost $14,000.99. Well, now, Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Now, the average American father and mother own one whole car and a half another. And I bet that half a car is a trick to drive, don't you? But the thing that amazes me, I guess, is the way we measure a man's success by the kind of an automobile he can afford to buy. Well, now, red light, green light, traffic cop, right turn, no turn, must turn, stop. Get out the credit card, honey, we're out of gas. Well, now, all the cars place end to end would reach to the moon and back again. And there'd probably be some poor fool pull out the pass. Well, now, how I yearn for the good old days without that carbon dioxide. Simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Come away with me, Lucille. Am I smoking, choking on him?
We're back. Oh, Lord, you just missed the excitement around here. And I know we're running out of time. Ike got loose. Now, Ike is on lockdown because of his surgery. But some deer pranced across in front of the window of the Never Done. Ike bolted. There was a little crack in the door. Out the door on three legs. And he's heading up across the lawn. Rick is in hot pursuit behind Ike. You had to have seen it. The deer won. Ike was second with three legs, and Rick was last. We're all back in here. You okay, Rick? Yeah. Yeah. Ike broke loose. Well, anyway, old Jerry Reed, he's talking about that $4,000 car that cost him $14,000 with interest. Don't you wish you could get a car for $4,000 now? Well, anyway, oh, man, you guys, you don't know what you're missing not being here for this show. It is worth the
worth the price of admission. How much time I got left, Matt?
It's about 4 minutes before the top of the hour.
Oh, I got all kinds of time. I got all excited with the foot race going on out there, but we're okay. There has been, for years and years and years, and I've talked about it some, a market for armored cars around the world. You know, not armored like hauling big money, but I mean armored like I'm afraid somebody's going to kill me cars. And mostly they're in Colombia, the oil-rich countries, Somalia, things like that. Well, guess which country has got a booming cottage industry on luxury armored cars now? Yep, United States of America. It makes me sad to think that so many people feel they need that, but I guess must be because there are people making a lot of money on it. And well, I'll give you just a tiny little. Let me tell you a little story. Last week I talked a little bit about early road construction and how the Romans were early leaders in road construction. You remember laying timbers across the road and then putting gravel and making
a
base.
They made asphalt with some tar or something.
Uh-huh. Yep, with pitch. And so John and I, you know, we were talking, and afterwards we were making fun of each other and like we do and stuff. And so later that day, he sent me a cartoon. And I think he thought he just sent it to me, but it must have went other places. And it was a picture. You know, you got to be careful. And it's a picture, and it showed a Roman road on one side with chariots going down it, bouncing along over these kind of bumpety roads. And then it showed a picture of a pothole road, and John said, engineered road technology. Well, that was for me and him to laugh and have a good time. People, you wouldn't believe the ugly, ugly, ugly comments that came over about that. First of all, that was nobody's business. Second of all, it was done in jest. We weren't casting aspersions or being critical of anybody or any profession. It was a cartoon. It was a joke. I don't know what's wrong with people. That's why we need armored cars. People are nuts. You know, I am so glad my life isn't filled with hate and anger, and that the people around me are basically the same. You know, I'm glad I don't live on the crazy coast. I can tell you that. But anyway, I guess that's why there's a big market for bulletproof cars. Me and John may have to get one.
Aren't you flying down to the coast to pick up a car?
But I'm not staying.
Yeah, you should have done it during spring break. Then you'd have had a trip out of it.
Oh! Rick?
Did you buy at that dealership where the guy gives you a rifle and the Bible and the flag?
No. But they're going to pick us up at the airport.
Well, that's nice of them.
So, anyway, I just shouldn't even have got off on that, but I did. Good thing, Miss Pam and I were at, last week we were at the Cotter City block parties. The city does that. They have people open up their homes to meet their neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
And they hang around outside and have food and fun and fellowship and go from place to place. And we did that. And that was good. People knew their neighbors. Nobody was mad.
Of course, she got that new salt and pepper shit.
Yeah, she's collecting stuff as she went. So I think that's a good thing. We all get along. All right, Matt, I hear the music. It's time to go. We'll be back next week. I don't know where I'll be, but I'll be on the air somewhere.
All right. Stay tuned for today's Homer coming up next.
KTLO-FM 97.9 in Mountain Home, the voice of the Twin Lakes area.